Could you imagine?
These who forgive my silence as I come to you, but conditions at this time are not perfect.
Right.
But we will try to manage with it this time. I have spoken to you, my dear friends, on many occasions about the thought and the power which it holds within not only your lives, but in all of existence. We have discussed briefly that there are degrees of thought. Can you remember our conversation?
Yes.
Yes, and the thought can be very, very deep, and that comes from spirit.
Yes, I have taught you well that your thought is the most powerful thing that you possess.
Yes.
Not only in this world, but in ours and all of existence. Those small everyday thoughts, you know well that they do not make a mark. They come and they go. Although the energy will remain as residue within all of the energy of all things.
And we have talked about how the power of thought can affect a random number generator, so that the numbers produced are no longer random. I think that also would have to be a deep thought involving spirit.
It is a combination of thoughts. That subject we have not broached, but this evening I wish to expand upon this subject just a little more. To speak about thought would take so much of your time that I feel, my dear friends, that it is wise to tread carefully in order that your understanding be at its greatest. You know full well that those thoughts of love are always heard, are always used for good. But the point I would like to bring to you this evening is about rebounded thought. Have you, my friends, thought about this?
Is it when you give a very, if you have a strong negative thought, perhaps towards another being, the spirit world in some way reflects that thought back at the source of the energy of that thought, the person who gave the thought out in the first place,
do not attach negative thought to our world. Does that give you a clue?
It would affect the sender, ourselves.
Negative thought will reach out into the ether. And what happens is that negative thought can be rebounded in many ways.
Yes.
Can you see?
Yes.
Not only do the people concerned with the thought, but also to many innocent beings, because that thought remains as residue within the ether and within your own atmosphere. Are you beginning to follow me just a little?
Yes.
My dear friend is silent. I would wish to hear his voice also.
I'm just thinking, well, that's a bit worrying.
Yes, I think I do understand what you mean. Yes.
I know you've told us we always have to be very careful with our thought.
Yes.
So that's
thought given out with love will always reach its destination.
Yes.
Also, in some sense, it is mirrored back to the sender. This you understand, I know.
Yes.
But it is thoughts that are not strong enough or sent with love that remain to be used by others without always their consent. This is where you must be careful with those thoughts.
You did say to us once, Sanimet, that there were people protecting, people who had just gone over into spirit. If we were to give bad thoughts to them, there were people who protected those people in spirit to stop the thought going through.
If the thought is directed to one who is already in our world, then of course there are those whose work entails just such a job to do, to protect and to redirect that thinking.
So the people on the planet?
It can be dissipated a little at times, but no, we are speaking of thought that is almost in limbo, if you like. Do you understand?
So when you say it's redirected, it'll be redirected, when will it be redirected to? The negative thought towards somebody in spirit. You said it can be dissipated a little, but you said it can also be redirected. So where would they redirect a negative thought to?
Thought can be transmuted when it reaches our world. This is something I feel you are not quite ready to understand. But in our world, all of these things can occur without too much or too many problems.
Yes. One thing you're saying is that we should be positive in our thinking and our approach to life. We should not be half-hearted with our thinking. This can lead to problems.
To be over generous with thought, not only negative thought, but all thought, if it is not directed correctly, you have many thoughts which exist. It is a residue of thought which can be tapped into. You understand? Tapped into by those souls on your earth who do not have the strength or belief that you do and are so able to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. Have you never, my dear friends, wondered why it is that some of your fellow human beings would seem always to be, how do you say, unlucky in life, or that life never treats them kindly?
Yes.
Sometimes, but not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is because their own energy is absorbing some of the residue of thoughts that exist.
Mm-hmm.
So you begin to understand.
Yes, yes. It's because their protective armor isn't strong enough.
Yes. Yes.
I understand, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so,
Does this thought residue, is it part of, or does it connect in any way with what we call the collective consciousness? Or is that something quite separate?
That is separate from what we are discussing this time.
Oh, thank you.
Can I say consensus thinking, the way a lot of people think, perhaps materially and in a slightly unloving way, the way that many minds think, not always in the highest way.
Yes.
There is such a thing as mass thinking.
Yes.
Consensus thinking.
What I am trying to get you to realize this time is that thought is not as simple as I have put it to you in time past.
Yeah.
It is a much more complicated force.
Yes.
It is a force that belongs to your world, to our world, and to many other worlds within many universes.
Mm.
It is not for the earth people only.
Mm. Ah. So, does that mean that not all existence has thought? You said some planets, not all. What happens to those I say people because they're not people. Do they not need thought? Do they not have thought?
All of existence has some form of thought.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Mm. You cannot exclude. It may be that the energy would be called another thing rather than thought. But thought is the word for the energy that you human beings use.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that on this planet, at this time, there are those of your scientists studying and trying to prove that thought exists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I think we can begin to see that it is the most powerful thing that exists.
Mm.
Part of that.
Yes. It is most powerful. And this I have always tried to teach you.
Mm. But could we say that until we learn to master thought in ourselves, we can be, to some extent, vulnerable to the negative mass thinking?
All of you my dear child, are open to thought which is around you.
Yes.
Not only the thoughts of your fellow man, but as I have said, that residue of thought that has found no target, shall we say. Perhaps that would describe it better for you.
So, you say once something's been created, it never goes away. What is going to happen? Because there are an awful lot of, I'm talking about people on this earth at the moment, who have negative thoughts. There's a being accumulated in ether or wherever they are going. Can eventually, when you said eventually the world is going to be a loving place and the thoughts will be for love, love later on, what will happen to all these negative thoughts? Will it just be that because people are becoming more aware that they need to give out loving thoughts and not negative thoughts, that they will then be protected? Because otherwise I can see it could just be a vicious circle.
No, my dear friend, you are becoming, how do you say,
to human thinking.
Down under your thinking.
Yes.
Do not forget that we have light workers whose job it is to try to transmute some of these thought patterns.
Can we do anything ourselves to try to directly transmute
love for any negative thoughts that you feel may be around? When you become sensitive enough, you feel within an atmosphere that there is a residue of thinking which has existed for many of your years.
Yes.
In that way, you can send loving thoughts in order for these thoughts to become ones of love. And in that way, you help those workers who are trying to change those thought patterns.
Yes. I was just thinking that, you know, sometimes we go to visit someone, and I'm sure we all of us have experienced it in this room, and they're depressed, and I'll say moaning away, and you come away feeling down in the dumps yourself, then that is basically just thoughts.
You are allowing yourself to be open to their way of thinking.
Yes.
You must always, my dear friends, know how to protect yourselves within those situations.
So before you actually visit, ask for help before you
visit. If you feel that you do not have the capacity to overpower those thoughts with love, then yes, I would suggest that each time, especially if it is somewhere that you are not familiar with, then protect yourself before entering.
You said about the feeling, and we have talked, I know, before about spirits that remain close to the earth. And when we go into a house, we talk about, you know, a haunted house, and you get those feelings. They are also just thought that you're picking up, is it?
Not always. It can be that the spirit has remained and is bound and needs help by people like yourselves who can help with rescue.
Yes.
But sometimes there are places that it is true, it is just the residue of thought that remains.
Yes, some, I've read accounts of people entering places with bad feelings, and they go to curious ways of trying to improve this using salt and holy water. I imagine that this, perhaps this is of no value at all, or perhaps it would help to focus one's loving thoughts in some way. Could you make a comment on that?
Yes. I believe I have told you on other occasions that all of these things are tools. Mm-hmm. And if it focus the mind on helping whatever is before you, then I say let it be. It is the love from within that is doing the work.
Yes. And all else is purely a means of purpose.
Yes. They are tools for helping you. So that is fine by us if it helps you to focus well.
Thank you for making that clear.
Could it also be some of our leaders who we feel have gone a bit astray? Could it also be that maybe they're picking up some negative thoughts?
If they are open to it, yes, anyone can pick up a residue of thoughts. Whether you be a statesman, whether you be a child, whether you be a man of good deeds, if you are open to such thoughts, then yes, that is why you need the spirit within to be strong. That is why it is important for you, my dear friends, to cultivate the habit of going within each day so that you link with that spirit. So the physical body then shows and shines that spirit within. And you become protected at all times.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Anyway, I would say this to you. I would like you, perhaps, if you will, to think about rebounded thought, residue of thought, and how you feel it may have entered your lives at some point, and what the results of that might have been. I think you will see, my dear friends, how those moments in your life needed to be changed. It will give you something more to think about this time.
Yes. Curiously enough, there has been recently a scientific experiment concerning thought.
Yes.
I wonder if I could mention this. It's to do with the random number generator machines. And if the output of the machine is recorded, and then at some later stage, the thought power is applied, and then after that, the recorded numbers are examined, the result is found to be the same as if the thought power was applied at the time the machine was running. Now this, I think, is confusing a few scientists, but I wondered if the thought being applied is of spirit, where time has oneness, but later when the recorded numbers are examined, that happens in linear time. And I just wondered if the duality of time here might be the key to understanding this. The thought that is applied, as it comes from spirit, would it be in a sort of floating oneness?
May I interrupt?
Yes, I'm getting a bit too mixed up.
The thought remains as a memory.
As a memory.
The thought does not disappear. So, however strongly that focus is, whether it be in linear time or from spirit, again, this is a subject that we have not traveled the path of knowledge.
Yes.
But I would say to you that there is memory involved in this practice that you mentioned. Memory of thought.
Yes, the thought is applied at a later time.
When the thought is applied, it still exists.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I was.
Whether it is yesterday or tomorrow or now,
yes,
that thought remains the same.
Yes, so it is in a sort of time oneness situation.
Yes.
Yes.
I am trying to simplify it for you.
Yes.
But they will find, when they have searched a little more, that they need to examine time in a different way.
Yes.
They have to involve thought, memory, time, and their own.
This could lead to a very big step forward, I feel.
Well, I will leave that with you.
Cheers.
Was the last word you said focus? The time?
Yes.
It was focus, was it?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel there has been enough this time for you to digest.
Yes.
I do hope that you will think upon my words, and when next we come together, I will be interested in hearing your replies.
Yes, we have much to think about.
Thank you.
I can also tell you that at this particular time in your developments, that with your computers will come many answers to your scientists about thought. They are very interested at this time of your developments in your world about thought, about time, and in general, all things which you term spiritual.
Good.
Yes, that's a very good thought.
Thank you, Josh.
I will leave you, my dear friends, to think. And I would say to you, as I depart from you this time, I also live with you. My strongest thought of love.
Thank you very much.
That it helps you, protects you, and uplifts you.
Thank you.
For the rest of this evening, there will be some around you who will try to use others of you not normally involved in speech, but they will attempt this time to use.
Okay. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you once again.